So if there is Firmani, please straighten the rows. Let's fill in the gaps, stand shoulder to shoulder. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Sami Allahu liman hamida.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Inshallah, after the remaining dua, the lessons of hadith from Riyadh al-Salihin will be discussed. Brother requests to participate. Inshallah, baqiya dua ki badr's hadith soga, so the shirkat turma, inshallah, fayda. Allahu ta'ala salam, ki salam to all. سبحانه ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Inshallah, a brief lesson of hadith will take place. Please participate, inshallah.
ये बात घर में बात नहीं, शिविर में जा रहा.
जी.
ये बात नहीं जा रहा, घर में आप.
हाँ.
ये बात घर में नहीं जा रहा आज.
बस भाई बता दीजिए.
ये बात नहीं जा रहा जान का घर में.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم ما بعد إن شاء الله today we'll be finishing the chapter باب وجوب طاعة ولاة الأمر في غير معصية وتحريم طاعتهم في المعصية. It's going to be, did you bring that book? The Sleepers of the Cave. Okay, I was thinking it might be. So إن شاء الله last few hadith of this chapter is باب كان the Imam Nawawi رحمة الله عليه هنا ہمیں اطاعت کی ترغیب دی ہے کہ ہمیں جو ہے اللہ تعالیٰ کی اطاعت کرنی ہے اللہ تعالیٰ کے احکام کو بجا لانی ہے, نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی طریقوں کو کی اتباع کرنی ہے, اور اسی طرح ہمارے اوپر اگر کوئی ذمہ دار بنا دی جائے تو اس ذمہ دار کی حکموں کی مطلب موافقت کرنی ہے اور ان کے حکموں کو بجا لانا ہے. وعن ابی ہریرہ رضی اللہ تعالی وعن عبد اللہ ابن عمرو رضی اللہ عنہما قال كنا مع رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فی سفر فنزلنا منزلا فمنا من يصلح خباءه ومنا من ينتظل ومنا من هو في جشره إذ نادى منادي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة جامعة فاجتمعنا إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال إنه لم يكن نبي قبلي إلا كان حقا عليه أن يدل أمته على خير ما يعلمه لهم وينذرهم شر ما يعلمه لهم وإن أمتكم هذه جعل عافيتها في أولها وسيصيب آخرها بلاء وأمور تنكرونها وتجيء فتن يرقق بعضها بعضا وتجيء الفتنة فيقول المؤمن هذه مهلكتي ثم تنكشف وتجيء الفتنة فيقول المؤمن هذه فمن أحب أن يزحزح عن النار ويدخل الجنة فلتأته منيته وهو يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر وليأتي إلى الناس الذي يحب أن يؤتى إليه ومن بايع إماما فأعطاه صفقة يده وثمرة قلبه فليطعه إن استطاع فإن جاء آخر ينازعه فاضربوا عنق الآخر رواه مسلم. It's a lengthy hadith narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, the great Sahabi who himself was a Sahabi, his father was a Sahabi, Abdullah bin Umar bin As radiallahu anhuma. His father was Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His father was the conqueror of Egypt, Fatih al-Misr. Islam went to Egypt at the hands of Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu anhu. And he was buried in Egypt, Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu anhu. And his son Abdullah was a zahid, a very pious person, very kind of withdrawn from society, an ascetic person. Very pious, very Allah wala, very God-fearing. And he narrated many hadith from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Over 1,000 hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr bin As. So his name comes a lot. So he mentions that we were once with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a journey. Hum ek dafa Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke saath safar ke halat mein the. فَنَزَلْنَا مَنْزِلًا And we stopped at a particular place. Hum ek jagah per thehre. فَمِنَّا مَنْ يُصْلِحُ خِبَاءَهُ Some of us started to fix and set up their tents. Some of us started to set up their tents. ہم میں سے بعض اپنے خیموں کی درستگی میں لگ گئے, اپنے خیموں کو جو ہے صحیح کرنا, درست کرنا. وَمِنَّا مَنْ يَنْتَظِلُ And some of us started to start doing target practice and archery practice. Because Sahaba, they were on a safar, most likely a ghazwa, they were going in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they stopped somewhere. So some Sahaba started setting up camp. Some Sahaba started doing archery and practice of shooting arrows. وَمِنَّا مَنْ هُوَ بَعْضْ ہم میں سے تیر اندازی ہم نے شروع کر لی. وَمِنَّا مَنْ هُوَ فِي جَشَرِهِ And some of us started to get occupied with their cattle, with their animals. Because when the Sahaba would travel for food, some animals would be taken. Some cattle would be taken. So those cattle would have to be kind of herded. They'd have to be looked after. So at each stop, they would feed them. They'd water them. إِذْ نَادَى So we're all basically busy with different tasks. When all of a sudden, إِذْ نَادَى مُنَادِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وسلم. When the caller, the announcer of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم called out, أَصَّلَاتُ جَامِعَةٌ This أَصَّلَاتُ جَامِعَةٌ was actually before the adhan that we have today, this announcement, as-salatu jami'atun was the initial way that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would call the sahaba for namaz, for salah. As-salatu jami'atun, salah is getting together. Salah is starting. Matlab jamaat honi wali hai, jamaat kari honi wali hai. Adhan se pehle ye alfaz thi. مختصر الفاظ الصلاه جامعه پھر صحابہ میں بات پھیل جاتی تھی الصلاه جامعه سب آکے حاضر ہو جاتے ہیں تو لگتا ہے کہ یہ اذان سے پہلے کی بات ہے اذان کی شرعیت اور اذان کی جو ہے سنیت سے پہلے کی بات ہے الصلاه جامعه سو all of a sudden so نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم even after the adhan was established the adhan would be used to call people to salah but at time If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to address the Sahaba, he would get someone to call the adhan and everybody would get together anyway. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would discuss some important matter with them, some important issue with them. So all of a sudden, everybody heard, As-salatu jami'atun. They knew that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is summoning us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is calling us. فَاجْتَمَعْنَا إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So we all gathered next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a khutbah. He gave a speech, a sermon. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said very important points in this small speech. Obviously, it's connected to this chapter, following the leaders and not disobeying those who have been appointed leaders and governors over us or given responsibility over us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّهُ لَمْ يَكُنْ نَبِيٌّ قَبْلِي. O my Sahaba, before me, prior to me, there was never a Nabi إِلَّا كَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَدُلَّ أُمَّتَهُ عَلَىٰ خَيْرِ مَا يَعْلَمُهُ لَهُمْ. Except that his responsibility, his job was to guide his nation, his people, towards whatever was good for them. So the job of the Nabi is like a father. The father doesn't just stop at, you know, this is just my job. The father doesn't say, oh, I'm not going to speak to my child about this. The father gets involved in every aspect of the child's life. He even has an opinion on, are you going to go to university? Which course are you going to do? He's never been to university. He's never done any course. He's never done this. He's never done that. But still he will say to his son, no, son, I think this one is better for you. And I think that one is bad for you. And I think you should do this. So father doesn't limit themselves to one aspect of life to guide their child. See? He will speak about what food is good for them, marriage, in job, in work, in everything. The father has an opinion because his job is that concern for my son. In every aspect, I need to make sure I give him the correct guidance. So similarly, the Nabi of Allah is like a ruhani father, spiritual father. In every aspect, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give guidance. Sometimes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give certain guidance to the Sahaba, and we find this hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asking the Sahaba about their habits when it came to planting date trees. And the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, we do it this way. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, well, why don't you do this way instead? So the Sahaba followed that. And then the next year, the dates didn't grow as much. It didn't ripen as much. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba, what happened? They said, Ya Rasulullah, you know, last year we didn't do this thing, and that's why, you know, the dates didn't grow. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Antum a'lamu bi umuri dunyakum. You know your dunyawi things better. Your worldly affairs, you know it better. So sometimes just out of, you know, like that fatherly softness or affection, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would still give that mashwara. Maybe this would be better. This should be good. You should do this instead. You should do this instead. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, every Nabi that Allah ta'ala sent before me, it was their job that wherever they saw khair for their ummah, goodness for their ummah, they should tell them, okay, do this, this is better for you. This is khair for you, this is good for you. Matlab, the Nabi's job was not just masla masail batana. Nabi's job was not just teach you how to perform salah, teach you. His job was to give everything that is good for you, tell you how to do it. So you don't need to go to a judge, a politician, you don't need to go to this person, that person, you just come to the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Nabi will tell you the answer. If the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam knows it from himself, he'll tell you. If he doesn't know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal the answer to him and he will tell you. However, وَيُنذِرَهُمْ شَرَّ مَا يَعْلَمُهُ لَهُمْ. And the job of the Nabi was to warn his followers about everything that was bad for them, tell them to stay away from it. However, وَإِنَّ أُمَّتَكُمْ هَذِهِ جُعِلَ عَافِيَتُهَا فِي أَوَّلِهَا. So one point Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said was what? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is highlighting the mansab of nabuwah. The position of nabuwah is such that every form of guidance, dini guidance and dunyawi guidance, should be taken from the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Alhamdulillah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every other Nabi that came from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, their teachings have all been wiped out. You go to a Christian and you ask a Christian, can you tell me the biography of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam from the time of his birth to the time of his death? He doesn't have a complete picture. But subhanAllah, we have a complete picture of every aspect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam's public life and private life. How Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with his wives, with his children, at home, when the door was closed, when he was alone, in the middle of the night, what were his practices, in the day, what were his practices, how he ate, how he sat, how he walked, how he talked. This has not been preserved, this information has not been preserved in regards to any other Nabi of Allah. Although we respect all the other Anbiya alayhim salam, Allah ta'ala has made it such that the only Nabi, all the Anbiya alayhim salam were worth following and emulating and copying. But no Nabi's legacy and life has been preserved like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even the Christians and the Jews and all these other religions, they have their prophets, but they've got no information about them. So how can they follow them? How can they emulate them? They've got nothing to follow. So it just shows that Allah ta'ala made it such that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's legacy would be left till the day of Qiyamah. hundreds of thousands of hadith in every aspect of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life has been detailed. Subhanallah, how he would look, how he would speak to someone, how he would sit in front of someone. You know that when he would sit in front of someone, he would look them in the face. He wouldn't turn his chest away from them. He would look at them. He'd give his full attention towards them. He'd sit very shyly in front of people. He wouldn't be very confident. When he would sit down to eat, how he would eat. Such minutiae and detail that if I was to die now, in 5 years' time, nobody would remember how I did these small things. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away almost 1.5 millennia ago, 1,500 years ago, yet all of these small details have been, subhanAllah, preserved till the day of Qiyamah. So every aspect of deen and dunyawi life, it was the Nabi's job. That's one point. And the second point, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that this ummah of yours, this nation of mine, the Muslims, their afiyah, their safety has been placed in the start of the ummah, in the beginning of the ummah. Their safety, their soundness, meaning their islah, their rectification. If you want to look at the whole ummah, from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba who is direct companions, all the way till the day of Qiyamah, the Muslims that will come, that's the whole ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From there to there, that's the ummah. See? From the sahaba's time, all the way till the last people who will walk on the day of the earth, on the surface of the earth, who are Muslims, till the day of Qiyamah. This is the whole ummah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying the best of them, the most sound of them, the most correct ones, who are on the right path, are the ones who came at the start. The ones who came right at the start. And this is where the explainers of the hadith, they mention, when we go to the start, we need to go all the way back. That the best of the ummah were what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called khayrul qurun. Every time the imam says khayrul quruni qarni, thumma alladhina yalunahum, thumma alladhina yalunahum. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of times, best of ages is my age. Khayrul qurun, best of ages is my age. What's my age? Meaning those who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those people who saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba. And then ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, then the age after them, which is the age of the tabi'un, those people who saw the sahaba. And ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, those people who saw the أَتْبَاعُ التَّابِعُونَ, those were the students of the students of the sahaba. After that, so many fitnas and difficulties came into the ummah. That was the best stage. Everything that comes after is going to be further and further and further away from the manhaj and the path that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left us on. And this is very important to understand. You know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying the best of my ummah are the first ones. So if anyone does things different to the time of the sahaba and to the early stages of the ummah, then it shows that we are drifted away from that manhaj, that pure path that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left us on. And subhanAllah, this is a sign of Qiyamah as well, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a time will come when the latter part of my ummah will swear at the first part of my ummah. They will curse them. Many of the ulama say this was in the form of the Rawafida, what we call the Shia, who cursed the Sahaba. Till the day of Qiyamah, they're going to be cursing the Sahaba. This is because it's part of their deen. It's part of their deen, cursing the Sahaba. And we can just, you know, that's been happening for a long time. We have not even Muslims, even amongst the Muslim sects that arise, that are saying, oh, the Sahaba didn't know what they were talking about. This Sahabi was Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, and all these other Sahaba, they're swearing at them, cursing them, saying this Sahabi did something wrong, this Sahabi did something wrong. So this is a sign of Qiyamah as well. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said they were the best. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, وَسَيُصِيبُ آخِرَهَا بَلَاءٌ وَأُمُورٌ تُنْكِرُونَهَا. And the latter part of my ummah, the people who will come towards the end, they will be afflicted by many difficulties. وَأُمُورٌ تُنْكِرُونَهَا. And many matters which you people will find very strange, you will reject, you will not accept. Matlab, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying a time will come when the latter part of my ummah towards the end will start doing things that you people, my sahaba, will find very strange. Okay, what is this? This is not deen. But they will do it. They will do it and they will call it deen and they will say this is the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But you, my sahaba, if you saw it, you would find it very ajeeb, very strange. You would say this is not even Islam. وَتَجِيءُ فِتَنٌ. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, everything is fine now and this is the best time you're going to have, but time is going to get worse and worse and worse. And we know this, subhanAllah. When times get worse, we should never lose hope. You know, someone came to Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu and he said, oh Anas, oh Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this Hajjaj bin Yusuf, this tyrant, he's causing us so many issues, so many problems. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu said, Ispiru, have patience.
Because I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that whatever stage you are going through, the next stage is going to be far worse. So right now you think Hajjaj is bad. See what happens next, and then see what happens next, and then see what happens next, until حتى تلقوا ربكم, until you meet your Lord. سمعته من نبيكم صلى الله عليه وسلم. I heard this from your Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, that this is what's going to happen. So don't stress out, don't get worried. Ya Allah, what's happening here? Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم has passed away, and now everything is, you know, fitnas are happening. It's going to happen. It's supposed to happen. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم's بعثة, and Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم being sent to us, this is a sign of Qiyamah as well. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming to the dunya was a sign of Qiyamah, because he is the last Nabi to come. So when Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, it means the signs of Qiyamah are starting. So they started a long time ago. So you're going to see more of them and more of them and more of them. And towards the end, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's going to be like a tasbih, like a sabbaha, which is ripped open, and where all the beads just fall out together. That's how the signs of Qiyamah are going to be. One after the other, one after the other, one after the other. Just when you can grasp that was a sign of Qiyamah, there'll be the next one. There'll be the next one, there'll be the next one. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes it, and he says, وَتَجِيءُ فِتَنٌ يُرَقِّقُ بَعْضُهَا بَعْضًا. Many fitnas are going to come. One fitna will make the next one seem very soft. It will make the next one seem very light. And you're going to have one fitna, you're going to say, this fitna is so bad, so dangerous, it's going to take my iman away, it's going to take the iman of my children away. The next one is going to make that one look very light. Are we understanding this? Ek fitna aayegi. इस फितना में जो है लोग घबरा जाएंगे, ये फितना बहुत बड़ी मुसीबत है, इसकी वजह से हमारी ईमान में खलल आ जाएगा, हमारे बच्चों बीबी बच्चों के ईमान में. इसके बाद जो फितना आएगा, पहली फितने को ये बहुत मतलब हल्की लगेगी दूसरी फितने के सामने. तो दिस विल बी द केस, द नेक्स्ट फितना विल बी फॉरवर्स, द नेक्स्ट फितना विल बी फॉरवर्स. यू विल थिंक द फर्स्ट वन वाज ओके, वी वर ओके विद इट, बट द नेक्स्ट वन इज गोना बी मच वर्स. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what will happen with the state of the believers? He will say, فَيَقُولُ الْمُؤْمِنُ وَتَجِئُ الْفِتْنَةَ فِتْنَة will come. فَيَقُولُ الْمُؤْمِنُ A believer will say, هَذِهِ مُهْلِكَتِي This is my destruction. This is my ruin. I can't do it. This is my in destruction. یہ ایک فتنہ آئے گا اور اس کے اندر مسلمان کہیں گے کہ یہ میری ہلاکت ہے. میں ہلاک ہو جاؤں گا. اس کو میں برداشت نہیں کر سکوں گا. And then, ثُمَّ تَنْكَشِف Then this fitna will go away. وَتَجِيءُ الْفِتْنَةَ Then another fitna will come, the second one. And then the believer will say, هَذِهِ هَذِهِ نَي 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 This one, this one, this one. This is going to be the end of me. مطلب every fitna that comes, subhanAllah, just from our childhood to now in the 30 years, how many fitnas have come? It's mind-blowing. The technology that we had, Askar Bhai is 10, 15 years older than me, the technology they had at their age, the technology they had 20, 30 years before that, and what we have now is literally night and day, you know. Nobody could ever imagine we'd come to this point. All the fitnas, all the trials, to calamities to a person's iman, and you carry them in your own pocket. You don't even have to meet someone. You can lose your iman without even speaking to anyone. Ajib. This is the state of where the fitna is. And with AI coming in, with all these, only Allah knows how bad it will get. But it will get bad. We know this. It will get bad. And it will keep getting bad. And it will keep getting bad. But this is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us. So we shouldn't lose hope. We should just realize this is what's going to happen. And what do we do about it? So, وَتَجِيءُ الْفِتْنَةُ فَيَقُولُ الْمُؤْمِنُ A fitna will come and a believer will say, this is the one, this is the one. فَمَنْ أَحَبَّ أَن يُزَحْزَحَ عَنِ النَّارِ And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever wishes, so this is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam giving the advice, what to do at the time of fitna. Whoever wishes to save themselves from the fire of Jahannam, جو چاہے کہ اپنے آپ کو جہنم کے آگ سے بچائے, وَيَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةِ And to ensure that he enters into Jannah in the time of fitna, فَلْتَأْتِهِ مَنِيَّتُهُ Let his death come, his death should come, وَهُوَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ In the state that he is believing in Allah and the last day. So iman. This is the crux of it all. As long as the iman is not tarnished, then you still got a chance. You know, one sahabi, he mentioned the hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ek zamana aega, a time will come where a person will say, La ilaha illallah. He will not perform any salah. He will not give any zakat. He will not keep any fasts. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu, ye hadith riwayat farmate hain apne saathiyon ko ke Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mujhse farmaya ek waqt aayega, ek zamana aayega, log sirf zuban se kalma kahenge, bolenge, koi namaz nahi padenge, jo hai roze nahi rakhenge, zakat nahi denge. So one of the students, Sayyidina Sila, who was a tabi'i, he said, He was so shocked. Because they can't imagine, the Sahaba and the Tabi'un could not imagine, how can you be a Muslim and leave Salah? How can you be a Muslim and leave Zakat and leave fasting in Ramadan? It doesn't make sense. You can't be a Muslim like that. Now we know, you know, our Islam is such that only, I don't know how many, 1% of Muslims performing 5 times Salah. If that, less than 1% of Muslims pray 5 times Salah, this is the Islam that we're used to. We get our children married to people, we don't even know if they read Salah or not. He's a Muslim, just get them married. But we're not even convinced, are my children reading Salah? Imagine in the time of Sahaba, if their children didn't read Salah, they would say to their child, are you even a Muslim? Are you even a Muslim? What is this? You're a believer and you don't read Salah? It makes no sense. But this is the, you know, Islam we're already exposed to. Imagine what our children and grandchildren, the version of Islam they'll be exposed to. And remember, this has happened already. It happened in America. It happened in the South Americas, Argentina, Brazil, Peru, and these countries where the Muslims have gone. They say you have descendants of the Sahaba who are now today living as Christians, who are now today living as atheists. Because their ancestors, Arabs, migrated to Argentina and Brazil and Peru and these countries, and there was no society, you know, Muslim society, Muslim community. They stayed there for 1 generation, 2 generations. They lose their language, they lose their dress code, they lose their culture. And then by the time you know it, they lose their iman. They lose their iman. They start marrying into the native people that live there. And then you come a few generations later, nobody knows. Andalusia, Spain is a great example. The Spanish language has 4,000 words from Arabic. 4,000 words in Spanish are the same as Arabic. We were there for 500 years, right? Imagine how much Islamic society spread 500 years. That's older than, you know, the country of America. That's older than so many other countries. 500 years we were there. And then all of a sudden everything was finished and we were forced. The Muslims were forced to become Christians, forced to leave Islam. And those same Muslims, they said, you know, we'll just say it with our mouth, just say it. You say it. Some Muslims were wise and they fled, they left. They left Spain. They went to neighboring countries, you know, Morocco and Tunisia and Algeria and this and that. But some Muslims said, it's okay, we'll just say it now because we've been here for so many years. Just say anything and baad mein jo hai hum dobara hamare apne iman ko zahir kar lenge. Once they said it and they started adopting the Christian beliefs zahiri tor par, outwardly, then their children, that's all they saw. And by the time you know it, now they're all Christian. All Christian, who many of these people's lineage you can trace to the great scholars who lived in Spain. Great mufassirun and muhaddithun and subhanallah. So the point is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying iman. So Sayyidina Sila said, O Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, what will be the faida, the benefit of saying La ilaha illallah if there is no salah, if there is no sadaqah, if there is no nothing? Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said, I asked this question from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, just this kalima La ilaha illallah will save them from Jahannam. Even if they're not doing nothing else. Matlab, you're going to see that time where for a person to hold on to his iman is going to be very difficult because society is going to be the opposite of what they are doing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ الْأَصَّابِرُ فِيهِمْ عَلَى دِينِهِ كَالْقَابِضِ عَلَى الْجَمْرِ. A time will come when a person holding on to his deen is like a person holding on to a hot charcoal. آگ کا ایک شعلہ اس پکر رہے اس طرح جو ہے ایمان پر عمل کرنا اسلام پر عمل کرنا اتنا مشکل ہوگا. The time will come. You're going to see it with your eyes. So someone in that zamana, if they just say لا الہ الا اللہ, that's enough. That's enough. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a time will come to his sahaba, a time will come when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you people leave out 1/10, 1 ushr, 1/10 of what you're doing, Allah's adab will come upon you. But a time will come where the people will do just 1/10 of what you are doing, and that will save them from Allah's adab. Because the zamana is going to be so difficult. If they do 1/10 of what you're doing, isse jo hai unki khalasi ho jayegi, wo najat palenge. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahim. Allah is merciful. Allah knows what's happening around us, you know. Allah Ta'ala knows how hard it is for people. Allah Ta'ala knows how difficult it is for people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah Ta'ala does not expect us to do more than we're capable of doing. Hamari pure zamana jo hai fasad ka zamana hai. Fitno ka zamana hai. Isme jo hai insan apni iman leke bas bacha hai, biwi bichon ko bacha le, isme jo hai kamyabi hai. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if this time comes, then let it be that you save yourself from Jahannam and you enter into Jannah. And your death should not come. If you want to enter into Jannah and save yourself from Jahannam, let your death not come except that you're believing in Allah and believing in the Day of Judgment. First thing, your iman needs to be sound. So what do we do in a zaman of fitna and fasad? Make sure our iman is not affected. Make sure our children's iman is not affected. Our family's iman is not affected. Whatever we can do to protect the iman, we need to spend money on it, spend money on it. SubhanAllah, all these private schools and Islamic schools and all of these things that are set up, the whole purpose is muhafazatul iman, protecting iman. I know the scholars who are setting up schools in Oldham, Westwood High and this and that, how much they struggle. Our awam are not interested. People are not interested in sending their children to an Islamic school. See, what is the difference? Public school mein padhai is yada better hai. So we send our children to public school. So these people are trying to protect their children's iman and our children's iman. So they're setting up Islamic school. So we need to use them. We need to support them. We need to fund them. Any way that we can keep these fortresses of iman, these castles of iman up, is better for us, for our children. These are places where children's iman is protected. So first thing is iman. Secondly, make sure your iman is not affected. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَلْيَأْتِ إِلَى النَّاسِ الَّذِي يُحِبُّ أَنْ يُؤْتَى إِلَيْهِ. So beautifully. And make sure you treat people in the same way that you would love to be treated. Fitna ke zamane mein, even in the time of fitna, always treat people in the same way that you would want people to treat you. Logon ke saath is khush akhlaq se jo hai unke saath bartari karo, unke saath len den karo, jis tarah aap khud chahenge ki aapke saath jo hai log is tarah is andaaz mein len den kare. So this is the second thing. Save your iman. Secondly, keep your akhlaq amazing. Treat people in the best way that you can possibly can. So these are two things. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, in the time of fitna, what do? Try your best to protect your iman, your children's iman, however you can. And secondly, don't let the fasad of the zamana affect you. You be the best version of yourself that you can possibly be. Let people say, like Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a time will come, amanatdari, trustworthiness, is going to be taken away. People are going to say, there's a certain village, certain town, there's a trustworthy guy in that town. There's going to be so few honest people, trustworthy people, amanatdar log, that people would have to ungliyon se ishara karenge ke oh, jo hai dur daraz kisi mulk ke andar koi amanatdar insan hai. That there'll be so, everybody will be a cheat, a liar, a deceiver, and everybody will be ripping people off, and no one will be trustworthy. But that trustworthy person, he himself has kept himself trustworthy. This is exactly what it is. You keep your akhlaq intact. Don't say, oh, humare log kya kehte hain? Bhai sab kar rahe hain. Everybody's cheating. Everybody's lying. Everybody's taking, doing fraud. Everybody's taking haram benefits. Everybody's doing... Sab kar rahe hain, tumhare liye jaiz ban gaya. Sab logon ne haram shuru kar di. Iske wajah se mere liye jaiz ban gaya ki main bhi haram ke andar jo hai mulawwas ho jaun. Even if everybody is doing it, I need to keep myself intact. And it's very hard. Because everybody around me will say, bhai, are you pagal? He's doing it. Why don't you just do it? You know? But then we need to say, no. What does Islam say? What does Sharia say? I'm only going to do that. And it will get difficult, but this is what we have to stick with. And there's another hadith, subhanAllah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, towards the day of Qiyamah, three things will become very rare. Teen cheez bahut nadir, shaz and nadir ho jayenge. One of those things is going to be a halal dirham. One of the things that are going to become very rare is a halal pound, halal coin, halal penny. Towards the day of Qiyamah, it's going to be very rare for someone to have halal money. We're already in this zamana, but how many of us, if we really, really ask ourselves, oh, hand on heart, is my money actually halal? On the day of Qiyamah, can I stand up with confidence and can say, every penny, Ya Allah, I have was halal rizq. Nothing was questionable. We can't even say this. How people can't say this? How many things we do, a little bit of fraud, a little bit of fraud, a little bit of lying. Just hide this thing. Lie here, just do this. So we can't even put our hand on heart and say our money is. So what's going to happen in the next few generations? My point is, if we're here, what's going to happen in the next 20, 30 years, 40 years? And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَمَنْ بَايَعَ إِمَامًا. And whoever gives bay'ah to an imam, whoever pledges allegiance to an imam, فَأَعْطَاهُ صَفَقَةِ يَدِهِ. And he gives him the palm of his hand, meaning pledges allegiance to him. وَثَمَرَةَ قَلْبِهِ. And he gives him the fruit of his heart, meaning his kind of bond and connection with him. Then فَلْيُطِعْهُ. He needs to obey him in istata'i, if he's able. فَإِنْ جَاءَ آخَرُ يُنَازِعُهُ. If another person comes and tries to take snatch away this bay'ah, this pledge of allegiance, then فَضْرِبُوا عُنُقَ الْآخَرِ, then strike the neck of the second one. Meaning once you pledge your loyalty to one imam, one leader, one khalif, Muslim ruler, then a second person comes, now that second person is a threat. That second bay'ah is fasid, it's not correct. You have to fulfill the pledge of allegiance you made to the first ruler. But obviously, we don't live in a Muslim country and we don't have that situation. Those who live under a Muslim ruler, once they pledge allegiance to the Muslim ruler, they need to maintain that.
Two, three hadith, I thought I'll do it, but the hadith's taken a while. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the correct understanding of this hadith. Allah ta'ala give us the ability to understand the fitnas and the difficulties in our zamana, and Allah ta'ala give us the ability to, Allah ta'ala protect our iman, iman of our children and the iman of our future offspring. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, 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 alhamdulillah,